Thank you for joining us here at Life Church. It's an honor to share God's word with you today. Our prayer is that you will connect with Jesus Christ as you hear his word online. We'd love to have you visit one of our upcoming gatherings. For more information, visit us online at www.liferva.org or contact our church offices and we'll be happy to help you in any way that we can. Let's go now to one of our recent services where you can experience a life-giving message from God's word.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Wasn't that beautiful? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Man, I already feel like I've been preached to. Through it all, it is well, you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen, wasn't that great? Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I recognize I'm taking the floor a little bit later than usual. We planned, I've shortened my sermon a little bit. We wanted to take time today to honor our graduates because many of them, their plans were just kind of sabotaged. They didn't get to have their celebration. So we at Life Church wanted to make sure our graduates knew how special they are. So we just want to one more time say congratulations to all of them. Amen. And I want to say welcome to you today. Welcome to church. Glad you're here. Before I jump into the word, we do have a food giveaway in the lobby after service. If you have a need or if you just have some friends that have a need, we've got a lot of food that was donated to our church. And thank you, Sarah Cooper and Fedori Foods for that donation. We thank them for that. And so take something for yourself, for your friends. If you know somebody that has a need, feel free to do that. Whatever the church family doesn't receive this week, we're going to take some bags to some families that we know have a need, but then we're going to take the rest to the Salvation Army and to help feed the homeless. So thank you. Thank you for doing that and being a part of that today. Amen. Next Sunday, and I'll talk a little bit more about it next week, we're beginning our summer 21 days of prayer and fasting. So make sure you, if you have an opportunity, stop by the table in the lobby. We have time slots. This is the first time ever we're doing this, but we're going to have 24-hour round-the-clock prayer for those 21 days of prayer and fasting. So pick a time slot, sign up, and participate. It's going to be a great, great time. Amen. All right. Also, by the way, let me just say congratulations to if you graduated from college or technical school or trade school or anything else like that. We want to celebrate your accomplishments as well. Congratulations to all of our college grads, our trade school grads. Amen. Whether you graduated magna cum laude or I barely made it, thank you, Lordy. Amen. You did it. And congratulations. And I am going to tailor my remarks today a little bit like a commencement address to our graduates. But then also, obviously, I hope there's going to be something that every one of us can take home today as well. But let me, if you'll pardon me on this particular day, I do want to speak specifically to our young people and our high school and our college graduates and tell them you're about to embark on a brand new journey in this next phase of your life. Some of you are going to be continuing your education, going to college or trade school. Some of you are going to be entering the workforce directly. Some of you may be going into the military. Some of you might not, you still don't know what you want to do, and that's all right too. Amen. I think sometimes we put way too much pressure on 17 and 18-year-olds to figure out what they're going to do for the rest of their life. I'm 53, and I'm not 100% certain what the rest of my life's going to look like. So let's just give them a little breathing room and let them figure things out, amen? But today I want to just simply share three simple thoughts with you that I think will apply to anyone who is graduating, but really anybody that wants to stay on the right path in their life. And my thoughts grow out of the final four verses of 2 Timothy chapter 3. So let me just take a few minutes and help you in this area. I pray that this message can be a reminder to all of us of some of the important commands that we can find from 2 Timothy 3. So let's start in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. The year will be 2020. No, that's not what it says. He could have inserted that right there. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Now, that's not in my notes, but that's a good thing to remember. Stay away from people like that. Let's skip down to verse 14, though. He says, but you must remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Now, I want you to notice in verse 1, this is what Paul said to Timothy. He said, you should know this, Timothy. And then he goes on to list all those things we talked about. So today I want to just briefly speak on this subject, things you should know. Things you should know. Now, let's start with the first one, found in verse 14. And Paul said this to Timothy. He said, you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. Now, in the New King James Version, it says it this way, continue in the things that you have learned. So the first thing I want to remind our graduates, but also everybody in this room, is number one, don't stop learning. Don't stop learning. You see, it's one thing to take a course, to complete your studies, to earn a diploma or a degree. It's quite another thing to become a student for the rest of your life. And I want to encourage you to remain hungry for knowledge. Stay curious. Read. Be adventurous. Be creative. Be open-minded, but with a reliance on the Spirit of God to guide you. Amen? There's too many open minds and empty heads out there just being blown to the left and to the right. You need to let the Spirit of God lead you. Amen? Live your life on a never-ending pursuit of truth, but don't stop learning. John Maxwell said this, and I believe it to be true. The person who knows how will always have a job, but the person who knows why will always be the boss. Person that knows how will always have a job, but the person who knows why will always be the boss. See, learning is the key to not only knowing how, but knowing why. Don't be afraid to ask why. Now, when I was growing up, I was always being told what to do. And even at church when I grew up, I was given a long list of things I should do, shouldn't do, all these kind of things. And sometimes I got in trouble because I always wanted to know why. I still get in trouble because I want to know why. Don't just tell me what, tell me why. And I want to encourage you today, don't stop learning. Don't just regurgitate what you've been told. Learn the why. Everybody say why. Learn the why about your faith. There's a word we never use in the church anymore, apologetics. We need to learn our own Christian faith. Amen? Come on. Because you're not going to get to heaven on grandma's faith. You're not going to get to heaven on grandpa's faith. You need to learn why you love Jesus. And understand why you love the Lord. You need to learn about your career path, about why you want to have a family. Someone said this, they said, live as if you were to die tomorrow, but learn as if you were to live forever. Amen. Paul told Timothy to continue in what you have learned. In other words, let it be the foundation, the starting point to continue moving forward. For example, we need to learn from life. Learn from life. Because I hate to tell you this, but not everything that's going to happen to you in your life is going to be good. Amen? All you have to do is look around and you can see that there are a lot of bad things happening in our world right now. And if you don't want to be a victim, keep learning. Amen? If you don't want to be swept to the side, keep advancing. I could give you a list of all the bad things that have happened to me in my life. You could come up with a list too, but I'm not here to talk about the bad things. I want to encourage you to learn from the bad things. I want to encourage you to learn from the bad things that other people have experienced and around you and in your life. Learn from them so that you're not doomed to repeat their mistakes. Amen? That's one thing that worries me about the movement in our country right now to kind of eradicate or change our history. We need to understand there's some ugly things in our past that we need to learn from too. And the way you learn from them is you make sure you know what happened and you make yourself say, I'm not going to do that. My generation's not going to do that. What I want to say to you is that whatever happens to you, learn from it. Because we know that this world is full of good things and bad things, and you will experience both the good and the bad. And parents, can I just throw this out here? I would probably, if I'm on the spectrum of overprotective and not caring, I might have leaned toward being an overprotective parent. But parents, you can't protect your kids from everything. Don't be afraid to let them learn from some painful experiences. Amen? Because you're going to have them. You can take that to the bank. That is a check that will not bounce. You're going to have some bad experiences. But notice what this verse says, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. The good and bad all work together if you are called according to his purpose, if you are walking according to his purpose in your life. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, said it best when he wrote this in Philippians 4 and 11. He said, I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I have learned it. He meant, in other words, I'm continuing to learn in every stage of my life. Keep learning from life, because education does not stop with graduation. Life is the greatest classroom that there is. You got to learn from it. And here, let me just say that also learn what has real value. It's not how many likes you get on Facebook. It's not how many retweets you get. It's not where you're, I don't even know about how Instagram works, how many hearts or how many whatever, amen? We've got to understand, we got to learn what really has real value in life. Stuff like learning to treat others with respect. Being honest. Can I get a little help from the congregation today? Amen. We got too many Christians that have forgotten we're supposed to be honest. Have a sense of integrity about you, because you will exceed in this generation if you make those principles foundational in your life. Know the difference between right and wrong, and when a choice must be made, choose to do what is right every time. Every time. Remember, friends will come and go. Jobs will change. You might wake up one day and you're living halfway around the world, but there is someone who will always be with you wherever you go, and that person is you. I got good news and bad news. You ready? Wherever you go, you are there. Wherever you go, you're going to be there. So guess who you need to work on the most? You. You. Michael Jackson said it well. You got to look at the man in the mirror and understand that he's the most important person in this world, in your life, besides the Lord. So work on the man or the woman in the mirror. Honesty, integrity, faithfulness. These are qualities that show through your character. In fact, really, they are your character. Live life so that you can look yourself in the mirror and be a person that knows I'm doing the best that I can. So number one, don't stop learning. Here's the second thing Paul told Timothy, verse 14. It says, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true for you know you can trust those who taught you. That same verse from the NIV says this, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. So the second thing I want to tell you is, don't forget your teachers and your mentors. Jasmine just briefly said it up here on the platform. She didn't know I was going to say this. I love what she said. If you need us next week or next month or in the next decade, you can call on us. Paul reminded Timothy to continue in those things he's learned, but he says, you know you can trust those who taught you. Timothy needed to remember to stay close to the teachers and leaders and mentors and influencers, the godly people that impacted his life and contributed to his growth. In verse 15, it says, you've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood. And can I just say this? If your parents took you to church as a child, or you had a grandparent that tried to teach you the word of the Lord growing up, or you had a neighbor that did their best to show you the ways of the Lord, you ought to be exceedingly grateful because you are blessed. Amen? And don't forget the value and influencers of your spiritual legacy and godly mentors and influencers in your life. Timothy's heart didn't just happen to be open and sensitive to spiritual things. Timothy was the product of a spiritual legacy. He was the product of a spiritual heritage. His mentor, Paul, said this to him in 2 Timothy 1 and 5. He said, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which what? First lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Don't miss this. It was a perpetual legacy. It started with grandma, it carried on to mom, and now it was with Timothy. He said, you've got a sincere faith, but I saw it in your grandma first. Then I saw it in your mom. Hear me for a moment, graduates, spiritual leaders, pastors, Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, your parents, even some of the godly people that you have yet to meet in your life. Remember their faith and let them still be an influence in your life. And hear me, if you did not have that kind of help growing up, guess what? You can be the one that starts it. You can be the one that starts it in your legacy. You can pursue it now with the help of mentors and teachers that will help you grow in your faith. For those of you getting ready to go off to college or to the military, don't forget the godly teaching that you've been given. Because hear me, secular universities will destroy your faith. Come on, somebody. If you don't know what you believe, and if you don't remember who helped you get there, you're going to get your mind scrambled. You're going to get a, come on, you need to go in there and know what you believe and what you stand for. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you had great teachers in high school or elementary school or in Sunday school who helped you to believe in yourself. Don't forget them. Don't forget the message that they put in you. Some of you had Justin DeHart as your youth pastor, or Noah Evans as your youth pastor, or Stephen Funes now as your youth pastor. Don't forget what they taught you. Come on, somebody, about yourself and about God. And don't forget that they are still available in your life. Don't stop learning. Number two, don't forget your teachers. And then finally, number three, and this is the most important one, let the Word of God lead you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful. Why? To teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Same verse from the New King James says this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What an amazing verse about the power of the Word of God. It is useful to teach us what is true. Scripture says it makes us realize what is wrong in our lives. It will correct us when we are wrong. It will teach us what is right. And then look what verse 17 says it does for us. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. not only does it lead you and guide you, not only does it show you what's right and what's wrong, it equips you and prepares you to propel you forward to not only build an income or get a career or have a family, but to do God's good work. Amen. You want a good marriage? It's in the Word. It's in the Word. It will show you what to do. The Bible will teach you how to treat your spouse. It will show you what to expect. Can the church say amen? You want to be a success in your career? Secrets are found in the Word of God. If you want to live financially free and be blessed your entire life, guess what? God's Word teaches you how and what to do to guarantee His blessing on your finances in your life. Did you know God's Word will teach you if you will do it and obey? You are guaranteed to have His blessing on your life. You want to live a life of fulfillment and joy? It's in the good book. Shows you how. Want to be set free from bitterness or anger or frustration or depression? It's in the book. It'll show you how. You want to have the cycles of addiction and bondage broken off your life? It is in the Word of God. Thank God for His Word. You want to know how to have good friendships, good relationships? Did you know the Bible will even teach you how to have good relationships? The Word will teach you how to treat others and how to have great people in your life. And as Paul closes these very personal lines to his young friend Timothy, he assures Timothy all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable, that the man or woman of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Folks, I want to remind you today, the Word of God is a reliable, profitable source of wisdom and guidance throughout life. And Paul was exhorting him, stay close to the Lord, stay close to His Word. Oh, and graduates, if I could tell you anything, stay in the book. Stay in the book. Stay in the book. Continue feeding on God's Word. Stay near the only one who can lead you safely on your journey. And can I just say to all the Christians in this room, maybe you're in your 20s or 30s, 40s, 50s, guess what? We need to stay in the book too. We need to stay in the Word. Amen. I saw two of the boys this morning. They were Lee Davis graduates. And I told them, I said, hey, I went to Lee Davis well, class of 1984. You should have seen the look on their face. It was as if a Tyrannosaurus Rex stepped right out from generations in the past. I went there in 1984. They probably thought, man, he's still alive. But you know what has guided me all the way from the days when I got arrested at Lee Davis High School for selling drugs to turning my life around and getting on the right path? I told the staff this morning, I didn't even get to march with my high school when I graduated. You want to know why? Because they kicked me out of school. They mailed me my certificate. I had to go to summer school 2 years in a row, and they mailed me my certificate. I got the graduation with the asterisk next to it. I missed out on the whole experience. But guess what I didn't miss out on? God filled me with the Holy Ghost, turned my life around, hallelujah, put me on the right path, amen. The Word of God redirected the entire path of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to join the Air Force. Instead, I'm in His army now. Amen. God will direct and order your steps if you stay in His Word. And for those of you like me, who graduation is a dim memory, the admonition is the same for us. Don't stop learning. Don't forget your godly influencers in your life. But most of all, let the Word of God lead you. C.S. Lewis said, the more we let God take us over, the more truly ourselves we become because He made us. He made us. God takes us over by His Word, shaping us and His Spirit changing us. Praise team and musicians, come on up. I told you I was going to be conscious of the time. Listen to this beautiful passage about God's Word, Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. This is the Word of God. God, can I just stop before I read this text? If this isn't how you feel about the Word today, you know what your assignment is? Pray, Lord, let me fall in love with your Word like that. Are you ready? Let's look at it together. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk on any evil path so that I may remain obedient to your word. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life, because your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Go ahead and play, guys. Romans 8:28 said, we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God's mentioned two times in that verse. First time he's mentioned, the verse speaks about our relationship with him. He's able to cause all things to work together for our good if we love him. God created us to have a relationship with other people, but he also created us to have a relationship with him. And if you have a relationship with him, he is able to cause all things to work together for your good. Didn't say all things are going to be good. Don't miss that. Said all things are going to work together for your good. Did you know some of the things that did the most good in my life were bad things that happened to me in my life? What this tells me is that when those situations come, if I have a relationship with God, I can gain from that experience. I want everybody to stand with me at this time. I wish that life was just overflowing with all triumphs and victories and joy unspeakable, but first and foremost, understand that's not always going to be the case. But the most important thing is your relationship with God on a personal level. So I want to admonish you today. I've already told you, don't make sure you keep on learning. Make sure you keep godly people and influencers in your life. Number three, of course, let the Word of God lead and guide you. But more important than any of that, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you want to start there. Start right there. God, touch my life. Change my path. Let me speak directly to the graduates right now. I don't know how you made it through high school. I don't know what your GPA was. I don't know what your Christian witness was. I don't know if you acted one way at home and one way at school. None of that matters, because guess what? This is a brand new day. And this is a new opportunity for you to say, you know what? Before I take the next step of my life, I'm going to make a commitment right here. I'm going to plant both feet on a firm foundation and say, Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to order my steps. I want you to direct every decision that I make. And ask for your blessing and covering on my life. So right now, as the praise team begins to pray, if you'd like to come forward and gather around this altar, I invite you to do that. If you'd rather stand right in your seats, that's fine as well. But I want us to pray right now that as we step out of this place today, we remember, God, I want your word to order my steps. I want your word to guide every decision. I want your word to help me make right choices in my life. Can we do that? Let's lift our hands. Let's begin to worship with the praise team. Amen. Yes.
Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise.
Oh yes.
Ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips.
name shall be praised.
Your praise ever be on my lips.
Oh,
ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips.
And why don't we do that right now with our lips? Let's give him a praise. Come on. If you've got a voice, why don't you lift it right now? Hallelujah. Come on, that's right. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Lord, we bless you in this house. We bless you in this house, mighty God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. Lord, we love and praise you. We adore you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being in church today. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. And we will see you next Sunday. Don't forget to pick up some food on the way out. I pray you have an amazing week this week. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen.